Well, Christopher Sweeney, you were the number two when Gwydor last won their last championship, but 12 seasons ago in 2006. Now to number one and looking forward to a final, no doubt.
Oh, absolutely, Tom, yeah. 12 years is a long time, a lot of long winters, you might say, but yeah, look, we're glad to be in a county final and looking forward to it, and hopefully we can achieve our goal.
Yeah, there's those that say that it's long overdue, certainly with this squad of players over the last two or three seasons.
Yeah, well, you could probably say that a bit all right, you know, that we've been down through the years. And so six, there have been a good number of squad and players that you could say would probably be worthy of winning the county championship. Mm. But that's the way, unfortunately, things panned out. But it seems now this year and last year that, you know, we got a good bunch that's managed to mix well with a blend of senior or older and younger lads. That
what brought about the change? Was it the penny finally dropped with a lot of people? There's a serious squad of players here.
We always knew, like, we had a good squad of players and we had a good our players and good squad there, but it was just kind of, I suppose, the success of probably that under 21 team and, you know, the maturity of some of them lads, and they've brought that success into senior levels. And I suppose us older guys were looking at that and we said, well, look, we'll do whatever it takes to match their kind of ability, and that this is where we're at.
Yeah,
now.
And of course, a lot of those guys, what, 6 or 7 or 8 at the under-21s, I think were on county minor and under-21 squad, so obviously they were learning the game at a higher level as well.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, like, they were achieved success in winning Ulster titles, either may it be senior level or minor level, and of course that benefits any club, especially with the amount of players we had on the squads back then. And, you know, they're coming down to training, they're expressing their ideas and everything, so you're learning from them in a sense as well. But the penny kind of finally dropped then, you know, when we realised that we did kind of have a good enough blend coming through, and we just decided to go for it, you know.
Qualified from the group last year was a big thing. I was speaking to Mervyn earlier on, he was saying, Mervyn O'Donnell, that, you know, that you got the belief after qualifying from a tough group last year.
Yeah, well, we knew from going down and getting beat by Kilcar, who were the red hot favourites then, that we weren't far away. We were missing maybe Gillespie that day, and then we knew it was our make or break game for us in home against Glenswilly, who were in the county final the year before that, and we managed to beat them, and that kind of gave us a confidence and a massive lift, and, you know, it just kind of really sprung from there, really, Tom.
Mm-hmm. Went on to the semi-final then. And
we got on to the semi-final. We had a tight game against Unions in the quarter-finals, and that we won it, and that was a big thing for us. And then in the semi-final, we lost it after probably being we lost a good lead.
And 6 or 7 points up.
6 or 7 points up at halftime, I think I recall. But look, the hurt over the winter really, really, it was a tough one to take, and we really kind of, that's still etched in our minds.
Won the league, you know, nearly went unbeaten through the league, I think, you know, I'm not sure, I haven't checked, but you lost maybe one or two games.
I think we lost by 2 games in the league. Yeah, I mean, that's just our target as well, you know, but the way we were looking at things, just the next game, and set going to training every week and just trying to overcome the next challenge. And luckily enough, we had a good enough squad players there when the county boys were away that were able to step in. And we're able to keep playing, yeah. So, you know, like, the competition there at the minute is fierce for places, and it's healthy at training and everything like that there. And lads know that, get the number, well, for myself, right out to the number 15, know that if we're not performing, the next lad's just breathing down our necks to get in and to take that chance. So the competition is fierce, you know, but we're lucky, and so far, that we didn't have any injuries all year, and that you need them breaks sometimes as well, you know, that you don't get injuries and that, so.
Mervyn, any second year, bringing in Michael Boyle this year. A lot of people having a lot of good words for Michael.
He's been fantastic. You know, he brings a lot to the table, and like we all know, the quality of goalkeeper Michael was and is yet, but he brings a good structure to what was needed down there, to the squad of players, and we can't rate him highly enough. Mm.
Talk to me, Glenty's in the final. As you say, we know each other well.
Yeah, well, we do, you know, unfortunately I've been on the receiving end of them for the last number of years, but hopefully now this year that we'll be able to overcome the challenge that they bring. But look, they're seasoned teams that have been in finals for the last number of years. they know what a county final day brings and what it offers, whereas we're going in fresh and all this, maybe bar five or six of us, where they've been in maybe five or six finals in the last 10 years alone.
Is that a concern that you maybe it's unknown?
Ah, it is, like, you know, of course, you know, like, I mean, 12 years is a long time since we were in it, and, you know, a lot of lads that are on the team, the likes of Orr McNeil, has never experienced a county final day at senior level, so it's going to be new to him as well. But look, we just have to make sure we turn up on the day, and hopefully we can bring the Dr. McGregor.
And how are you handling the favourites tag? You've been favourites probably all year, once you beat St. Julian's anyway.
Hockey, I suppose, like, you know, when you're putting in performances and you rack up big scores against the likes of Bundoran and Mumacools, you just have to, you bring yourself that certain attention. But, you know, it's just a matter of how you deal with it yourself now, and as a group of players and as a squad, you know, and we have the right people around us, the likes of Neil and Eamon and Kevin and Michael Boyle as well, you know, just to keep us firmly on the ground. And, you know, it's just inside the circle, we know what we have to do.